based his prayer on that. That's what true confession comes to. Knowing that we can be forgiven because of who God is. Daniel appeals to for the Lord's forgiveness and restoration really on the fact of he says it's God, it's for your sake. It's for the sake of your name that I'm asking you to forgive. He says in verse 15, look at it, he says, "And now, O Lord our God, who brought your people out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and made yourself a name." He's saying, God, you showed your name to be great when you brought us up out of Egypt. And the whole world was saying, what a God of Israel who brought them through the Red Sea, who protected them in the desert, later on who brought them into the promised land and destroyed their enemies from before them and gave them such blessings. This God, what an amazing God. There was no God like the God of the Israelites. But now look. He's saying, God, what are people saying about you now? The whole land of Israel and Judah was destroyed. All the people were taken captive and many of them were slaughtered. And the temple in Jerusalem was destroyed and burned and in shambles. And God, your name is on the line here. It's because of our sins. It's because of our wickedness. But we have become a reproach to you, God. Your name is defamed because of us. So God, we need forgiven. And you need to forgive for the sake of your name. Verse 17, he says, "Now therefore, our God, hear this prayer of your servant and his supplications for the Lord's sake, because your face, and cause your face to shine on your sanctuary, which is desolate." That's the point. He says, do it for your name, God. Do it for your sake. Do it to put your righteousness on display. Do it to put your mercy on display. Do it to put your grace on display. Do it to show your love. Do it for your sake, God. Listen to how the prayer comes to its climax in verses 18 and 19. "Oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, O my God, for your city and your people are called by your name." He says, God, do it for the sake of your name. Listen, church. We also are those who are known by His name. And God has an infinite zeal for His own name. He will not let it be reproached and made a byword indefinitely. God is committed to God. God is committed with an explosive passion for His own glory, for the sake of His name. I think that, you know, Daniel's attitude here is sorely lacking in many of our churches today. How many of us have a passionate concern that the name of God would be glorified. You know, the church has often, through the centuries, made the name of Jesus an object of scorn by our duplicity, trying to go by the name of Christian and yet marching to the drum of this world. And oftentimes the world sees the name Christian as nothing really radically different. Perhaps a nice way to add a little spirituality to an otherwise okay life. The name of God has been blasphemed among the nations because of us. Because of me. Because we have lived like the world and gone along day by day thinking that's okay. Listen, it's not okay. It's not okay that our love affair with the world has caused the name of the Lord to be defamed. True confession is based on the character of God. It's concerned for His name, for His glory. That's the essence of our prayer of confession. Let's pray together. Would you stand with me as we pray? Father, we come to You now as the great and awesome God, the God who keeps His covenant of love, the God who has loved us in sending His only begotten Son into this world, that our sin could be forgiven, we could have that gift of eternal life, the God who is faithful. Father, we come to You now confessing our sins and our unworthiness, confessing that we don't deserve anything, and that all You have given us is by Your grace and mercy in Christ Jesus. Forgive us our sins. Cleanse us and wash us that we might be an honor to Your name, that we might be useful to the advancement of the gospel and the extension of Your glorious kingdom. We pray for Your church, Lord. We look at the church and there's so much there that we're sad that dishonors You. Your name is so often dragged down and dishonored by our sin, our indifference, our shallowness. Lord, we ask that You would restore Your church, that You would transform the church into Your holy bride. God, we confess the sins of those who call themselves Christians, the sins of those who say that they're Your church. We ask, God, that You would not allow Yourself to be dishonored, but that You would take action to glorify Yourself in the midst of Your church. Do it in us today. We pray, O God, that the Babylonian captivity of Your church would end, that Your church would come forth freed from its idolatry, washed and cleansed and purified. Do it for the glory of Your name. Father, glorify Yourself. Glorify Your Son, Jesus Christ. Glorify Your name in Your church. For Christ's sake. Amen. Amen. As we